And Danny Alexander, the Lib Dem Chief Secretary to the Treasury, is live on PM. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Are the Conservatives heartless?
Yes, I think you see that from the plans that they're setting out for the next Parliament. They want to both cut far more than is necessary to finish the job of balancing the books, and they want to focus all of the pain, if you like, on welfare savings and on public service cuts focused on people on low and middle incomes. Whereas what we've set out is a balanced plan which finishes the job and finishes it fairly in 2017-18, that asks the most from those who have the most, and then enables the public finances to turn the corner post that 2017-18 financial year, and enables the amount of money we have to spend on public services to grow as the economy grows, which helps us to make sure that we can have both a strong economy and a fair society that creates opportunity for all. And that's the core of our manifesto today.
So you've spent the last 5 years propping up a heartless party. Let me ask you this. Are Labour stupid?
Well, what I'd say, before I go on to that, what I'd say is that actually what you've seen in this coalition is a much more balanced approach to the economy than the Conservatives
because
would have
you
had
provide the
by
heart.
Themselves,
right.
Because
okay.
because Liberal Democrats have been part of that.
Are Labour stupid?
Well, I'd say that I would say that Labour are pretty clueless on the economy.
They don't have a brain?
You didn't hear from Ed Miliband the other day when they launched their manifesto any real plans to deal with the deficit. You can't forget about the deficit in your party conference speech in October, suddenly remember it exists a few weeks before an election, and expect people to take seriously the idea that you're credible on the economy.
So they're not credible on the economy, so you won't possibly go into a coalition with them after the election?
Well, that's a matter that's in the hands of the British people. What the point
no,
that
it's
we're
in your hands? You can rule it out now.
Well, the point that we are.
Would you work with people who you say have got no credible plan on the economy?
Well, the point that Nick Clegg was making today, quite rightly, is that what Liberal Democrats would bring is a sense of strength and security to the economy if we were working with Labour, a sense of fairness and a heart, if you like, if we were working with the Conservatives. And in a sense, I think the big issue now for people is that it's very clear that neither Labour or the Conservatives are going to win this election outright. So the question
but
is,
you'll work with anybody. You're hungry for power, even if you've got no credible plan for the entire economy.
No,
I'm
hungry for liberalism. I'm hungry for delivering the policies that we set out today. You know, there's an opportunity here to provide opportunity in the school system, to provide opportunity for young people, to provide opportunity for parents, for workers, for older people, for the next generation. That only comes if you have Liberal Democrats sitting around the table.
And which of those policies, which of those key policies are you prepared to jettison?
Well, what we've done with our manifesto today, actually as we did at the election in 2010, is to set out on the front page of our manifesto our top priorities. And
listeners, you're quite right. Listeners, forgive me for interrupting. Listeners will be aware that according to the opinion polls, it's likely there'll be a coalition. It's legitimate for me to ask you which of those key policies that are on your front page.
Well, I was in the middle of answering that question by referring to what happened in 2010, where we had four policies on the front page of our manifesto. Then we've got five areas this time. We delivered all of those four in the coalition agreement in 2010. That's something that we insisted on doing, and these are the things that we will fight tooth and nail
for. So they're non-negotiable.
Come those discussions. These are the things that are the most important things for Liberal Democrats that we will have to make sure are delivered if we're to be part of a government, yeah.
Right, okay. And when you say that, are you going to stand by the letter of the policies on the front page or just the spirit?
We'll stand by the letter of the policies. You know, we're set out very clearly, balance the budget fairly and invest to build a high-skill, low-carbon economy. Cut your taxes by an additional £400 by raising the personal allowance to £12,500.
You're going to read them all out again, aren't you?
Guaranteeing. Well, if I've got the opportunity, of course I am, because that's the whole point of launching a manifesto.
I've just explained what
Lib Dems want to do.
All right. Let's talk about airport runways. Like many other parties, you're not saying before the election where you think any new runway should be. You're going to wait for the Davis review and consider it. But unlike some of the others, you've declared your opposition to any expansion at Heathrow, Stansted or Gatwick, and any new airport in the Thames estuary. What on earth will you do?
Well, we will see what Howard Davis recommends. And, you know, if there is compelling new evidence, then we would obviously have a discussion about that as a party at our party conference. Our party conference took a very strong view just a few months back that we didn't support new runways. I was one of those who made the argument that there's a case for it, provided the environmental tests are met. But it would only be if Howard Davis came up with compelling new evidence that we could look at that again. The position set out in our manifesto is our party's policy, which is that we don't favour that. And of course, we also say that we'd look carefully at Howard Davis's commission, precisely because if it does come up with some compelling new arguments that haven't been heard before, then as a responsible party, we'd want to have a debate internally about those and see if that led us to a different view.
But would you support in government a party which wanted to build a runway at Heathrow or Gatwick?
Well, as you'll remember in the coalition agreement in 2010, there were certain areas of policy where we reserved our position to abstain or to vote against.
Well, we're now before an election and people will want to know where you stand. That's why I'm asking you.
Well, where we stand is just what I've said, and it's set out in our manifesto. People will have to make a judgment about the policies of each party, and I think it's right that Liberal Democrats, just like Labour Conservatives, I know UKIP were launching their manifesto today as well, we set out what our views are on these important issues, and then people can decide who to vote for off the back of that.
But you're not telling me what you will do in negotiation in a coalition.
Well, what I'm saying is that I'm not pre-negotiating a coalition now any more than
you did under five key policies.
Any more than Ed Balls or George Osborne would
pre-negotiate
a coalition.
Forgive me, but you told me earlier in the interview that these five key policies on the front page are non-negotiable. You were quite clear about that.
I was very clear that these are our top priorities. Absolutely.
Sorry, are you demurring from non-negotiable? Did I misunderstand you?
What I said was that these are the most important things. They're the things that Liberal Democrats will fight tooth and nail
for.
So they'll
be frittered away like
tuition
fees.
That we would insist on making sure happen if we're involved in governing the country in the next parliament. But right now,
what we're saying is
vote Liberal Democrat to get these policies. And as Nick Clegg said in his brilliant speech at the launch of our manifesto today, the more Liberal Democrat MPs there are, the more chance we'll have to deliver these policies. And crucially, the more chance we'll have to prevent the Conservative Party dragging this country to the right, or the Labour Party dragging it to the left.
Now.
We can stick to the sensible, balanced plan that we've had that's got the country this far. We don't need to lurch left or right as a country.
Your party spent years trying to break open the two-party system, and in 2010 you did. Now, all sorts of smaller parties are in the fray. Sometimes they're doing better than you in the opinion polls. Do you hanker for the good old days of three-party politics?
No, I don't. I think that having a plural political system is a good thing. People, you know, voters should have choice. Our voting system, of course, makes that harder in a sense.
Well, failed to get it changed.
But,
yes.
But we had a referendum and people voted against it. Actually, is the truth of it. But I think the point that I would make is that, in a sense, one of the big choices people have to make at this election is who do you want holding the leash of the next government? Who do you want shaping the policies?
Because
neither Labour or Tories are going to win an overall majority. So, you know, the Scottish Nationalists want to borrow too much.
Well, let's
to break
talk about
the
you
UK.
And your party, if I may.
UKIP want to wreck our relationship
with the
European
Union. We'll
talk to
UKIP later in the programme, if I may. On the question of what the Liberal Democrats might do after the election, let me ask you this. Will Nick Clegg serve a full second term?
I would very much hope so, but that's a question that he would have to answer. But I hope that Nick Clegg will go on as leader and indeed as Deputy Prime Minister for many, many years to come.
Have you not spoken about it?
That's a matter for him. I'm sure that he would serve a full term. I think he said so publicly. I can't remember where I saw that, but I'm sure he has.
But you haven't, you're in the Liberal Democrat high command. Have you not at any point sat down and said, Nick, are you in for the next term?
As I said, I'm sure that he will, yes.
Okay. The manifesto seems to leave an awful lot of leeway on an EU referendum. It doesn't commit the Lib Dems to opposing one. So would you make any demands of Conservative coalition partners on an EU referendum?
Well, we have voted in the previous parliament now, and back in 2012, we put into law a policy that says that the next time and any time there is treaty change which involves the greater sacrifice of sovereignty at a European level, greater pooling of sovereignty, then that should be approved by the British people in a referendum. The Conservatives voted enthusiastically for that. Their policy seems to change sort of month in, month out on this issue. We say, let's stick to what we voted for. Let's stick to the bill that is on the statute book and only have a referendum when that arises. Not calling a referendum apropos of nothing nothing, which would damage our economy, set back our recovery, and drag the country into a referendum debate at a time when we should be focusing on getting our economy, our economic recovery, secure and strong for years to come.
Would you rule out working in Parliament with UKIP?
Liberal Democrats and UKIP are not natural bedfellows. I don't think that we would work with UKIP at all, no.
Why not?
Well, there are almost
what's
every...
What's all the stuff about parties disagree with each other working together in the national good?
Well, almost, I think almost every almost every issue, I haven't actually studied the UKIP manifesto today, admittedly, but on almost every of the big issues, the instincts of UKIP, the kind of narrow English nationalism, the anti-Europeanism...
You've worked with a heartless party for 5 years.
Well, look, we've worked with the Conservatives to put in place a plan to sort out the economy. We've turned the UK around. We've dealt with the economic crisis, and we've put the country back
What's
on
wrong with them?
Back on the right track. Well, look, they want to take Britain out of the European Union.
Persuade them.
I'm sorry.
Persuade them.
Well, we tried that. If you remember, the Clegg Farage debates at the time of the European elections is an issue on which we are, you know, diametrically opposed. And I think UKIP event in any case made clear that they don't have any intention of joining a coalition government. And so I'm not sure that matter arises. But the idea that we would connive with them to have an instant European referendum where they would want to take Britain out of the European Union, I just think it's bananas.
And the same view, you wouldn't work with the SNP because they want to take Scotland out of the UK. Presumably you wouldn't work with them.
Well, we said that you would no more put the SNP in charge of the United Kingdom than you would put UKIP in charge
of the
European Union.
So, would you work with them in Parliament?
Well, I have worked with SNP MPs on issues, but no, we don't see that the SNP want to break up the United Kingdom. They
so
don't
you
want
won't
to make
work
the
with
United Kingdom.
Parliament.
They don't want to make the United Kingdom work. So, as I've said, I don't see that as something that's likely to arise either.
But that's not a no.
I don't see it something that's likely to arise. I can't see the Liberal Democrats and the SNP working together in government. The SNP have said they don't want to be in government. They want to shout from the sidelines. They want to disrupt. They want to wreck the United Kingdom. And that's not something that we want to work with, no.
Danny Alexander, thank you.